WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
How do you quantify frustration in a sports context? How much pain and ache can a heart take over a team's repeated failures? And how long do you wait for success before you give up hope? For hockey fans in this region, those questions have seemed to have no answers since the day in 1974 when the Washington Capitals began play in the NHL. The early years brought on so much misery. The 867-5 record in the inaugural campaign remains the worst single season in NHL history, which dates back to 1917. The Caps eventually came to resemble a functioning franchise, but they also became snake-bitten. To wit, since 1942, 28 NHL teams have lost a best-of-seven playoff series after leading 3-1. The Capitals have 5 of those epic fails, more than any other team. I witnessed one of those personally, the first in 1987. The New York Islanders forced a 7th game in the division semifinals at the old, now dearly demolished, Capitol Center in Landover. The game took place on the night before Easter, and I was there, supposedly helping a friend who worked for the Caps. I found out just before the 7:30 p.m. opening faceoff that my assistance was no longer needed. With nothing else to do on a Saturday night, I decided to stay and watch the game. Little did I, or any of the more than 17,000 in attendance, know that we were about to watch history. The Caps led 2-1 through most of the third period, until New York tied the score with 5 minutes to go, which is how regulation ended. The game continued through 3 overtimes, the longest NHL game in history to that point, ending 8 minutes into the 4th overtime when the Islanders mercifully scored. The contest ended well past 1 a.m. and ran so long that Capitol Center officials reopened at midnight the concession stands that had been closed in the 3rd period 2 hours earlier. The cloud of frustration that has hovered over the franchise continued as the Caps got to the Stanley Cup Final in 1998, only to be swept out by the Detroit Red Wings. The ineffectualness extended into the 21st century, as the Caps finished with the most points in the league 3 times in the last 9 years, including the 2 previous seasons before this one, only to see their seasons end without a championship. All that futility makes what happened last Thursday so remarkable. The Caps began these playoffs losing their first 2 games at home to Columbus, only to win 4 straight and advance to the next round. There, they faced their longtime nemesis, the Pittsburgh Penguins, dispatching them in 6 games. The Caps then beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in 7 games to advance to the Cup Final. In the final, Washington met the Vegas Golden Knights, a team that didn't exist the previous year, but had won over casual fans with their success. The Caps dropped the opener, then won 4 straight to capture the most celebrated trophy in North American professional sports. You can build a pretty sizable wall of anguish and frustration over 44 years. Thankfully, you can tear it down in 1 magical week. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. And enjoy the games.